From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, Tesla, ET Communications, and a secret space program. Looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. If you own a cat or if you know someone who does, listen to this story. Experts are saying that more research is needed into a disease spread by cats after figures are showing just an estimated of 350,000 people a year just out there in the United Kingdom become infected with toxoplasmosis. Although only a minority of people between 1 and 2 in every 10 has symptoms, advisors say extra measures to control this disease may be needed. The disease is spread by direct contact with cats or eating contaminated food. Toxoplasmosis, the disease in humans, can cause serious complications in people with weakened immune systems. And in pregnant women, it can result in the baby being born blind or with brain damage. 3 babies in every 100,000 are born with this condition just in the United Kingdom alone. We'll follow up on that story. And by the way, in a moment, we're going to be talking about that creepy crawly disease, Morgellons. So make sure you're part of that program. Vitamin D could help the body fight infections of deadly tuberculosis, according to doctors. Nearly 1.5 million people are killed by the infection every year, and there are many concerns about cases becoming untreatable. A study in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences showed patients recovered more quickly when given both vitamin D and antibiotics. On InfoWars.com, a video clip shot at the Columbus, Ohio airport illustrates how the Transportation Security Administration has come up with a new way to spend more taxpayers' money, now testing drinks purchased by travelers after they have gone through security, not before. You know the condition now, right? You go through security, anything over 3 ounces, you can't take on there with you. You can't walk through. You got to throw it away. Well, now they're saying that all those things that are in the stores that you may buy that supposedly have already been tested or screened, they can come up to you at any given time and they will check it to see if it is an explosive. Homeland Security, US.com, Doug Hagman with us. Doug, here we go again. These things are getting crazier.
You know what? This is one of the most insane and senseless acts of security theater that I've ever seen. Now, I made a call today to inquire about this procedure with respect to the workings of it. Now, I contacted a particular chemistry expert who said that unless these TSA agents are walking around with a mass spectrometer in their back pocket, which is highly unlikely, they're not going to really find anything whatsoever by doing this. And this is troublesome because he certainly did not understand how this procedure could detect any explosive whatsoever.
Is this random, too? They're coming up to people after they've gone through security?
Absolutely. It's inside the sterile area, which makes even less sense. And instead of testing the drinks or liquids at the location of the vendors, they're actually picking on the people or selecting the people with the liquids after the purchase of the highly priced liquids.
Out of control, Doug, isn't it?
Out of control.
All right, my friend. Douglas Hagman, his website, HomelandSecurityUS.com. And not affiliated with Homeland Security, by the way. A pregnant North Carolina woman died while her husband drove her to the hospital to deliver her baby. Megan Riggins, a 22-year-old, was headed to the UNC Chapel Hill Hospital with her husband, Casey, when the car hydroplaned, veered off the road, struck a tree. Megan was not wearing a seatbelt. She was thrown from the vehicle during the crash. She was unconscious when the rescuers arrived. Doctors were able to deliver her baby boy alive. Megan died. And the Russian man wanted to see if his girlfriend really did love him to death, so he faked his own demise in a very bizarre proposal. The 30-year-old man, his name's Alexei, he hired a movie director, a stuntman, makeup artist, and even a scriptwriter to stage a bogus car crash. He then had prearranged to have his girlfriend meet him at a location which was the crash site. When she arrived, of course, what did she see? Mangled cars, ambulances, smoke, and Alexei covered in blood lying in the road where a staged paramedic had told her he had died. She broke down in tears. But at that moment, Alexei jumped up and proposed to her. This is what she says. I almost killed him, but she did accept the proposal. Facebook closing at a record low after Morgan Stanley, a lead underwriter of the company's initial public offering, cut its price forecast on concern that the social network is struggling to reach mobile users with ads. And food stamps reached a record 46.7 million people in June in the United States. Food stamp spending now more than doubled in 4 years to a record $75.7 billion. Gerald Celente, founder director of the Trends Research Institute. Gerald, on one hand, I'm glad we're able to help people, but my gosh, 47 million people?
Well, you know, George, this is why when you have the depression going on that we have, people don't see it. That's why there are no bread lines, because they're putting the bread on these little credit cards. But not only bread, they could put soda and salty snacks and junk food as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at really what's going on. We've lost 750,000 full-time jobs just since March.
Jeez.
And then you look at the jobs that are being created. Most of the ones that were lost during the downturn were middle-range wage-paying jobs. Now the majority that are added are low-paying. So this is just continuing. As I said from the very beginning, it was no recovery. It was just a cover-up.
And we're going to continue to see more and more of this, Gerald. I'm afraid it's not going to get any better for a while, is it?
No, it's just going to continue to get worse. And as you watch the presidential reality show and listen to both candidates from both parties, you can see there are no solutions, only a lot of hot air.
All right, Jerry, we're going to be in touch with you. We're going to do a full hour with you in the not-too-distant future. Morgellons disease. We've talked a lot about it on this program. May have even been the first major network to talk about that. We're going to do it again when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. You know, we've been talking for years now about Morgellons disease when not many institutions or health practitioners will even listen. Mark Schapella is an inventor, a researcher, student of biology, chemistry, physics, studied free energy inventions, works of Nikola Tesla, which, by the way, we're going to talk about Nikola next hour. In 2004, years after serving in the Army, Michael was coming home from work when he says his body simply came alive as if it had fleas. Michael then realized he was fighting Morgellons disease. He's presently involved in Morgellons testing. He's got a website development and internet marketing of information. We're going to talk with him about that. We'll take your calls as well. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Tell me about this episode when you were coming home from work. Explain exactly what happened to you.
Well, a friend of mine was taking me to work every day. He had it unknown to me. And then one day, as we were leaving the office, all of a sudden, my body came alive. It felt like I just had fleas all over my body. It was the most incredible experience. I didn't know what to think. It was just amazing. You just don't know what to do when something like that does happen.
Did it feel as if these fleas, we'll just call them fleas for now, there may not have been there, but does it feel like they were crawling under your skin?
Yes, just this crawling sensation, insects crawling all over your body. They hadn't yet started biting. They had just come out of the pores.
At this point, Michael, what do you think Morgellons might be?
Well, at that point, I thought maybe this was something that I had come in contact with. I always took care of stray animals. I'm an animal lover.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe I might have picked up something from one of the stray animals at that time. That's the only thing I could figure.
And you said your friend had it.
Well, what had happened was I went to the emergency room and told the doctor, and he proceeded to give me permethrin, which is simply a type of chemical that they, an extract of marigold, which is a type of nerve agent, which kills any type of insect. It's like a weak, you know.
A weak insecticide almost,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happened is they gave me this this tube, and I started using it. Well, it was, you know, it was topical, at you know, so it really didn't get to the root cause. And one day when I was visiting this guy, I noticed he had the same tube sitting there on his countertop. And I knew right at that moment that I had caught it from him.
So it is contagious.
Well, actually, this disease originates from within the body. It moves towards the surface of the skin. And then at the surface of the skin, it goes through a metamorphosis. You have four different stages of life. First, you have a larva, and then it turns into a crawling insect.
So there are critters under there.
Yes, it's actual. I know this is crazy.
God.
This is everyone at the sound of my voice is going to think that I'm insane, but I have to tell you, it's actual insects coming out of the pores of your skin.
Microscopic?
No, you can actually see them, but they're very small.
What do they look like? Like little tiny bed bugs, ticks?
Well, they, depending on what type of biological warfare they use, when they genetically combine these with the technology that they use, many times it could be ants, it could be super tiny spiders. It just depends on what they use at that time. It feels, in my case, it felt like ants.
And do they quickly breed under your skin, Michael?
Well, what happens is it grows within the body. It forms these threads. Many people talk about threads.
These fibers,
and
right?
It forms its own neural network inside the body, slowly moving into all parts of the body, and then it comes through the surface of the skin. And there are, if you want to do a test, if you have, anywhere at the sound of my voice, if you have a crawling sensation, I have come up with my own test that'll be proof positive. And if you're a medical professional, you might want to try this.
All right. How do we apply it? What do we do?
You simply take a lime or an orange, and you cut it. It has to be a fresh lime or a fresh orange.
Okay.
And you simply rub it on the skin. When the acid soaks into the pores, the insects are trying to leave the skin and trying to escape the acid environment and are killed. And so what you'll see is a bunch of very small, what looks like worms on the surface of the skin.
So those little fibers that you call worms, those are part of these little insects then?
Well, those fibers are actually further along in the stage of development.
How much longer?
Well, first you have the larva, and then at some point you have the a crawling. At some point between the larva and the crawling insect, it develops a fiber. Then it changes into a crawling insect. Now this is going to get crazy. It turns into a crawling insect, and then finally the insect actually metamorphoses once again into an insect that jumps off the body like a flea. I mean, you can actually feel these things jumping off the body.
Now, can they go from body to body?
Yes, they can. They definitely can.
So that's probably how you got it then from your friend.
Absolutely. And then if they're still not treated, they'll actually they'll actually change a second time to that final stage where they appear to look like crane flies, which are actually super small fruit flies, and they'll fly around the sufferer. They'll fly around the person's head. They're smaller than normal fruit flies, and they're almost invisible. And the fruit flies are extra dark.
Okay, now why isn't anyone, you know, because we've been talking about this for years, Michael, and you know, mainstream medicine just kind of shoves it under the old carpet. What's going on in terms of real medicine investigating this?
Well, as best that I can see, it's a combination of a number of things. In the 30s, a psychiatrist coined the phrase parasitosis. Any person that imagines that they're feeling some type of imaginary parasite,
right,
is automatically termed mentally ill. Okay.
Okay. I can
and,
see that.
I believe that this thing was created to be incurable by the people who put it into effect.
Explain that.
Is this a
little virus weapon that has gone astray or something?
This is a very intentional thing. It was actually called H19. There is a researcher. What happened was approximately 150 microbiologists got together to create this bioweapon. It was called H19, and many believe that it was NASA and Monsanto working together.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would they do that?
Well, you know, I'm not one of these, conspiracy theory type of people, but when you have insects crawling out of your skin, you suddenly take a really hard look at what's real. And what's happening is, I've looked at your schedule of your many of your programs, and you go into many things like UFOs and ESP and
we,
all that.
We do it all, Michael.
Yeah, I noticed. And you probably had quite a few programs on Nibiru.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as we know that the Earth is actually showing the signs of some alternative gravitational force as our axis is actually changing. And what I believe is happening is that Nibiru is coming into its alignment. Okay, it's slowly moving into our solar plane. And since it is a dwarf, a burned-out star, it's also been tracked for the last 50 years. Now, it can't be viewed with a normal telescope, because it's not giving off light, but it is giving off heat at a very low level. So only the top scientists throughout the world who have these special, super sensitive infrared telescopes can actually see this thing coming. Now, they know it's coming, and quite a few people in the movers and shakers of the world, they know what we're about to enter. I believe that we're very close to the tribulation period.
Well, Michael, hold on for a second. I'm a little confused how this ties into Morgellons.
Oh, it all comes together. I'll explain to you. And once you see it, you'll see how wicked a web it weaves. They have been intentionally spreading this with chemtrails in our atmosphere, just a fog of metal components, of metal dust, and hiding this organism in there, this genetically created artificial form of life, for the sole purpose of infecting mankind. The people that are behind all this, some people, call them the shadow government and all that sort of thing, they know that in the very near future, we're going to have civil unrest.
So you're convinced that Morgellons, which is a real affliction affecting a lot of people out there, where medicine,
yes,
doesn't seem to be doing much about it, was concocted, was created.
Yes. It was created for the sole purpose of controlling society in general.
Now, did you always believe this?
When you
came down with this, you probably thought, I've got a disease here. How did you get into this other area?
Well, I just started doing the research, and I actually talked to one of the researchers that put this together. There is the number one researcher for Morgellons. The number one person in the know is actually trying to avoid contact by the government. This person has been putting videos up on YouTube.
All right, hold on for a second. We're already at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back in a moment. Those of you who think you might have this affliction, check in with us. We'll open up the phone lines in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. We're with Michael Schiappella. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. Michael has more Gellens. Michael, how has this affected your life, relationships, jobs? It's got to be frustrating. How do you even sleep?
Well, actually, I've been experimenting on myself. And every time, as the owner of the website, moregellenscure.com, I have all these people calling me all the time. I take all the input from everyone that calls me, and I've been keeping track of what works and what doesn't. Presently, I am almost 100% cured, so I have a normal life. But at the beginning, it was really terrible.
Are you working with doctors, or are you doing this all on your own now?
Well, the doctors don't have a clue. They basically were never trained.
Do they think there's something wrong with you mentally?
Well, anyone that goes to the doctor and tells them that they feel that they have these insects crawling on their body and they can't show the
right.
doctor a living insect, they automatically assume parasitosis. And the natural reaction is to try to hold them for 3 days for observation, and they'll actually, put them in a hospital, mental institution.
Jeez. Well, can't you, when they're crawling around and when some of them do come out, can't you scoop them up and put them like in a little dish or something and bring them in?
You actually can, but the doctors really don't. They don't have any. Since they weren't trained to recognize that type of creature, they have and their belief is, well, I'm trained, you're not, and I know more than you. You really have very little credibility, and so they automatically referred directly to that idea of parasitosis.
Does this skew all ages, Michael?
Yes, absolutely.
Little kids, adults, older people?
Even dogs and cats.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you can't eradicate it. Like you said, you've almost cured it yourself. You're doing this naturally?
Yes, using a series of different things. It's a kill-cleanse strategy. The organism has a number of weaknesses, and those weaknesses are, well, for one thing, it's microscopic. Also, it's sensitive to magnetic fields, and also it has a slow growth rate. It's also made up of proteins, so we can use magnetism. We can break down the proteins using green papaya powder. There are many different ways that we can slow down its growth and affect its ability to procreate.
How frustrating is this, Michael, for people who have this? I have fielded calls for years now from people, some of whom have cried on the air when they have this. How frustrating is it for them?
Well, every person that's ever called me, the first call was always like I was operating some suicide hotline. But after they got through talking to me, I was able to actually bring them to a point where they're now living normal lives. And just recently, two people have told me that they are 100% cured using my protocol.
Of every 10 people that may have this or think they have that, how many do you think really have it? How many people do you think are creating it in their minds?
Every single one has it.
Everyone?
Every single one. If you have an insect crawling out of the pores of your skin, it's really hard to...
You're making me itch now.
Yeah, and the thing about it is there's no way to protect yourself except if you wore a magnet around your neck.
Let's take some phone calls from probably questions for you, Michael, or people who may be afflicted with this. Let's go to Del Mar in New Jersey, not San Diego. Bob's with us. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Good evening.
Hi.
Just wanted to pass on some info that might help you out. A friend of mine had this, and the doctors didn't know what it was. She didn't know what it was. And when she described the fibers coming out of her skin and felt like bugs crawling on her, I said, oh, you had Morgellons syndrome. She got it from exposure to mold. So I don't know if possibly these insects could live in the mold, but it got into her sinuses, and then she started getting the fibers. She was finally able to get rid of it. She went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and
okay.
he scraped out the whole lining of her sinuses.
Oh, my gosh.
And it finally, she got better.
How long did she have this?
She had it for about a year.
And she must have been going nuts with this.
Oh, yes. Her son was going to put her in a mental institution, just like your guest just said.
Yeah.
You know, and the doctors told her she had a skin rash. You know, that's all they just kept telling her.
Thanks for sharing that. Michael, unless you have this, how many people who don't have it believe these stories?
Well, they don't believe it until they actually have it.
Themselves.
Yeah, they have to actually experience it. And once you have it, it's indescribable.
I mean, I would guess, Michael, even if a loved one has it, they don't believe them, do they?
No, in fact, they don't.
It's got to be frustrating for a lot of people. How many people do you think are running around with this?
There are, you know, just walk around in public, I can spot the people. I can see them. They have blotches on their skin that look like old sores, and they're separated usually about 2 inches apart, and usually they're about the size of a dime or a little bit smaller.
And they may not even know they have it. I mean, they may know there's something wrong. They have this crawly feeling, but they probably don't know the name.
No, they don't know what it is, and they're not getting any help from the doctor, and they're in denial many times, and then finally the painful symptoms start, and then that's undeniable. They start receiving headaches as the organism attacks the central nervous system, insomnia. Infection in the teeth, the bones, it starts attacking the bones, blockages in the intestines, brain fog, the person can't think clearly, and later even depression and many times thoughts of suicide.
Do you have to disinfect your car and your bed and every place you've been?
Well, actually, the organism needs to breathe air. So as soon as it leaves the skin, it needs to breathe air. And so you can very quickly kill it with just mothballs.
Mothballs?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Mario in Lawrence, Massachusetts, way east of the Rockies. Hey, Mario, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Michael. Well, I've actually haven't had no bugs come out of me yet, so thank God for that. But ever since probably like 14, I just feel like this crawling sensation. It feels like my hairs are coming up on my arms. I would have to scratch. My girlfriend always has to scratch my back sometimes. And like sometimes I have multiple headaches. When I cough, it hurts. Can that be a sign of, you know, that disease?
Absolutely.
However, Michael, not every itch is Morgellons, right?
Well, not every itch. The crawling sensation, it tends to attack the central nervous system, so there's a lot of activity around the head, around the eyes. It actually causes a headache, very much usually in the very base of the head, at the base of the central nervous system, where the central nervous system meets the spinal cord. And I actually took a magnet one time, placed it right in that area, and within 5 seconds, the headache was gone, and so was the sensation in my face, somehow short-circuited the central nervous system at the same time with the powerful magnet, but I actually killed the circuitry.
What happens to the personality of the person when they have this? I gotta believe they go bonkers.
Well, in the later stages, they suffer from depression, and they become very irritable.
Do you know if anybody with Morgellons has attempted suicide or anything like that?
Absolutely.
They have?
Yes.
A lot of people?
Well, of all the people that have spoken to me, in every conversation on that first phone call, I would say at least 70% mention the word suicide sometime in our conversation.
God, it's that frustrating for people.
Yes.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Tom's with us, first-time caller. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I've had this stuff since the Vietnam War. I contracted it. I worked in the garbage dump at Anderson Air Force Base, Guam. And I feel that they're traced back to a mosquito infestation. And I had to wait around, and you can imagine what the government dumped in the dump.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And these symptoms, much like what Michael's been saying, the crawly feeling, the fibers, all that?
I have a film canister full of these fibers, and I'll start itching, and I call them creepy crawlers, and I can tell where one of them will be, and I'll take a pair of toenail clippers, and I'll pinch the skin, and I'll pull 5 or 10 of these fibers out of one pore, and they're red, black, blue. It's just been out of control. Just to tell you how bad the pain is, I'm on 240 milligrams of Oxycontin.
Oh, my gosh. Every day?
Every day, I'm on 240 milligrams. I am, and I'm not slobbering, drooling, or anything like that. I'm able to,
go easy on
have some
stuff.
Type of life, you know, but I'm at the end of my freaking ropes.
Michael's website, morgellonscure.com. Go and get some more information on this affliction. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about a year and a half ago, said they'd start to study this. Michael, has anything happened yet?
Well, actually, no. I don't know why. I don't want to say government conspiracy, but we have to question why would, no action be taken when something as deadly as this is actually loosed on humanity.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, you've got this. You're fighting it. You believe you're beating it.
Yes.
Does
absolutely.
The conspiracy mind step in when you have this? I mean, have you found yourself going, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm thinking these thoughts"?
Well, having that website, and having my phone number out there, I've been fielding phone calls every day, and I personally know three people. One was a dear friend of mine. They were actually targeted, and one is now passed away, but they were actually targeted by forces, which I don't even want to mention on the air. But so this is a very intentional biological warfare that's being loosed on humanity for whatever purpose.
Let's go to Laura in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Laura, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for a wonderful show. I wanted to know if the guest has heard of, there's a wonderful naturopathic doctor named Dr. Mariah McCain. She has a wonderful educational website called herbalhealer.com, and she's done extensive research for a long time into a variety of parasites, which the regular MDs just don't even seem to know how to deal with.
Right, she's very good.
So she's can take people through. There's different protocol at different steps of, the larva and adult stages that one needs to go through, for several months to really rid your body of all these parasites.
Oh, just freaks me out just thinking about it, doesn't it?
It is quite incredible and very hard to believe. Any sane person would think, wait a second, these people are just making this up. But I must tell you, this is very, very real. This is no one's imagination, and if you think about it,
I would guess more people have it than we thought.
Absolutely, and they're completely unaware. And because of its ability to move from person to person, this is going to be like the AIDS epidemic of the 70s, where it just sort of exploded overnight because no one knew, how to treat it. I myself do know how to cure it, and I'll probably be 100% cured within a matter of weeks.
Well, be careful when you say cure. You know what they do to people who say that.
Well, actually, I've done some experiments with also magnetism. Since these are electrically based organisms, artificial life, it's possible to overload their circuitry, and with a device that I'm creating called the wand. You can just pass it over a person's body and instantly overload the circuitry and
You kill these insects? Are these, what are these, parasites?
Yes, they are. They're microscopic, self-replicating robots, if you want to think of it that way.
Nettlebots. John in Tampa, Florida. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Yes, I've had it for about 3 or 4 years. Okay. And I first noticed it when a chemtrail went over. And something very small, like a pin, went into my arm. And from then it spread.
Same symptoms? Same symptoms, Joe? John?
Pardon me?
Same symptoms that you've heard us talk about?
Yeah, the exact same symptoms. I've had hairs come out of my eyebrows and headaches in the back of my neck, the lower part of my neck, sores and scabs that you scratch and they bleed, but you can't quite find what's producing it. I've even had those fleas, extremely small fleas, buzzing around my head. And it just seems like this is the start of what we see on all those movies, all those
horror movies
where zombies are coming out.
That's frightening.
Yeah, it's like a worldwide disease where zombieism is produced if you don't get it under control.
Michael, are other countries talking about this? I mean, other people in other countries complaining that they have this?
Well, cases are being reported worldwide. They tried to send one of those chemtrail planes over China, and China threatened to shoot it down. So, yeah, I would say China's probably the safest place right now.
Let's go to Elisa in Candy, Oregon. Real fast, Elisa, go ahead. Hi.
Hi, George. Pleasure's all mine. You just keep getting better and better. I have multiple sclerosis, and I have one of the best neurologists, specialists in the Pacific Northwest.
Uh-huh.
And even she sidesteps the question. I was wondering, like if the power grid goes down, is it wiped out? And what about, he thinks about the spit test? And also, if the specialist, he said that was sidestepping the government if he works up at OHSU.
I'm not so sure about the power grid in terms of what would happen to you or anybody else if it goes down. But let me tell you, folks, this is real. It's out there. A lot of people have been coming down with it. And over the last couple of years, we've been talking about it on this program. It has grown. More and more people are coming down with it. It is absolutely bizarre. Michael, thank you so much for the information. Up next, we talk a little bit about Tesla, a secret space program, ET Communications on Coast to Coast AM.